Okay, so I wanted to make this video because I came across, like I guess I really got to get off Reddit, but Reddit is so amusing for multiple reasons. But I really had to make this video about defective thoughts or just flat out defective women. Now, when I say defective women, I mean this. You see, there is, out of every 10 women, there's I say about four or five who are just flat out defective product, okay? These women make horrible spouses. No man is ever happy with these women ever. You know, okay, see, a hard part for men to understand is, see, we were born into believing that women were these perfect angels that were always right and we were always wrong and we had to fix things for them. You see, men were not brought up knowing the reality. The reality meaning, okay, look, so, like a large population of women are just defective product. There's nothing you can do for them, okay? And no matter how much society tries to put these, you know, Hallmark movies on or Disney movies and all this, the reality is a lot of these women are flat. They're defective. Okay, there's no reason to hate them for it. It's frustrating because you can't tell it. You see, you usually can't tell a woman's defective until she starts hitting 26, 27, 28, and she is still just unhappy, just miserable in life, and she's still, you know, running out the door with different men every other night. See, that's usually when you can start to see it. You see, because when they're 22, 23, 24, it still can be masked, it still can be hidden. Like most problems with most problems, like just like with guys, most of our problems can be masked and can be hidden in our early 20s, but it slowly starts to come out. And with women, when if a woman is still going through, you know, copious amounts of men, I say more than two or three after the age of 26, she's defective. If you see this woman, and every time you see her, she's with another man, or a lot of people in public know this woman. Every time you go somewhere, somebody knows her. She is defective. Okay, you were just the one who just kind of, it was your turn, like they say. She's never yours. It's just your turn. It was your turn with her. See. There has to be a part in a man's mind to fully acknowledge. Don't get mad at him, but acknowledge it. Shoot, fireworks. I told you, I just farted. I told you outside, I can see Prague out of my window and just shoot fireworks way off in the distance. But there has to be a part in a woman's mind to know that she is defective, right? Like, and you don't get mad, you just have to see her, watch her actions in life and accept it, you see. Now, I ran into this story on Reddit. It says, it was a woman's post. It says, basically, I am not drawn to men who show a lot of interest up front and who are clearly emotionally available. Something about this makes me uncomfortable and I don't even notice them in the first place. You see, women like that, see, defective. That woman is meant for a life full of running through cocks and misery. That, okay, because anything else, she doesn't like it. She just said it. She just said it. Basically, she says it. Basically, I'm not drawn to men who show a lot of interest up front and who are clearly emotionally available. Something about this makes me uncomfortable, or I don't even notice them in the first place. You see, her natural biological order was never correct from the beginning. She was always a thought from the start, you see. So you, so, but like the hard part is, see, for men, we have to like vet women to see like where she's coming from. And like I said, now, luckily in this post, she's coming out and saying it. So it says, so further on in the paragraph, it says, on the other hand, the men that I am drawn to are not healthy for me. So she knows it. She knows she's defective. Something about my issues is drawn to something in theirs and vice versa. Although on the surface they seem very different, in getting to know them, these men are in their 30s, often use the word like man child, blah, blah, blah. Okay, it usually starts gradually and my feelings grow, and ultimately they are never available to be all in with me. So she's a thought. In other words, she wants men who are going to throw her away. She's a defective woman. Like I said, maybe out of every 10, maybe four. I say at minimum three or four are defective. Okay, they are not meant to be fallen. They are not meant to have a family. They're not meant to be falling in love. Now, she thinks she wants a family because she grew up watching Cinderella and Disney movies. And every woman thinks that that's going to be her one day, regardless of the reality of the situation. And a lot of them can't see anywhere near the reality until they're like 30-ish, you see. But yeah, this woman, so she's accepting that there is no, she's defective. She's a defective female. So it says, they hold back. Okay, the men hold back and it makes me work harder to show them how great I am and show how things could be for us. You see, she's living, see, her entire lifestyle. See, women like defective women live their entire lives off this perversion in their head. Now, when women do stuff like this, like I said, they hold back and it makes me work harder to show them how great I am and how things could be for us. You see, that perversion that she's living in her head of trying to prove to this, you know, to the alpha, how great she can be, it's the same thing how men date women and live off the mental perversion of this woman being nothing but a porn star 24/7. You see, it's not the reality of an actual relationship. You see, these are defective people. But the difference is men can be defective and men can realize what they're doing and then grow out of it. Women very rarely, once a woman's brain clicks onto something, they very rarely can they back off of it and realize what they were doing and go in another direction. You see, so that women end up just chronically defective. They just they're just bad product after that. They're a rotten banana. Once the banana goes bad, you can't bring it back. That's woman's brain. Once the woman's brains go bad, you can't bring it back. Once you're in the friend zone, you can't bring it back. You see what I'm saying? You can't. It's just in them. So she goes on to say, almost always they pick another woman instead. Though I know that none of them are married or in serious relationships after long. But this typically results in me getting hurt and walking away and having to start again, no closer to my goal of a stable relationship and a partner. You see, watching women age, watching this, the reality is, women, like I say, out of every 10 women who are 20 years old now, about 5 of them are that woman, are that woman, and most of them will not grow out of it. They mentally cannot. You see, men eventually grow out of it. We see, okay, just because a woman is a great whore, she's probably going to make a bad wife. You see, so I'm probably going to try to, you know, I'm going to seek out like an actual wife. But see, women, they do not. It doesn't click for a woman to go seek out a good husband until she's horrifically messed up, meaning like, she has a history of being a porn star. Now, you know, no sane man wants her. So now she has to deal with this lesser man, or she has kids by multiple men. So now she has to go deal with a great husband. You see, like women have to be beaten down before any logical reasoning pops into their head. You see, like they very rarely do you find a woman who genuinely lives off of logical reasoning her whole life. You see, it usually does not come until she's realized she cannot go after the type of man that she wants anymore. That's when the logical reasoning starts to click in her head. Like, well, maybe I should get a good guy who's going to be home and I know where he is, after she's already had 4 kids by 8 different men. You see what I'm saying? See, women like that are defective. And see, like I said, the hard part is realizing which ones are. And like when you're 20 years old, you just don't, as a 20-year-old man, you just do not have the tools to vet women properly, okay? You just don't got it. You just don't have the tools. And it's nothing you can really do. Even if I'm willing to say this, even if you grew up with a sister or something like that, you on a personal level don't have the tools to deal with it. I think this is something that you just have to grow into and learn how to vet women and pick up on the signs. And like I said, okay, my personal things is this: watch what her parents did, watch what her friends do. Now, given the woman, okay, both of these are very two important things, but some women, their parents could be, you know, married 40 years and they go off and be complete sluts. So this is why I say both of these are very important. Watch what the woman's parents did. Also, watch what kind of friends she hangs around and what her friends are doing. You see, those two in combination give you a much better insight on what this woman will possibly do. Because women, everything a woman does is based off of how pretty she is and what her pack is doing. You see, this is why social status is so important to women, because they want to keep a certain pack around them that's on the same page and they all like each other and everybody's getting along. Women will forego their own personal pleasure to please the pack because the pack screams security. You see what I'm saying? So like, see, you have to really watch though. I say those two are the most important parts in looking for a quality wife. If that's what you're looking for. Pay attention to what her parents did and pay attention to the friends that she keeps around. Watch those two. And if both of them are respectable, there's a good chance she's going to hold on to being respectable. Now, she may venture off time to time, but for the most part, she's probably going to be, there's a good chance she's going to be respectable because she doesn't want to alienate herself from her pack. Because once she alienates herself from her pack, well, she has no more external protection at all. She's going to be alone. See, women, they desire to be in a pack. See, this is why they desire men of high social status. They desire protection. They desire a pack, you see, and a pack they desire a pack that will not kick them out. So this is why whores run with other whores. This is usually why, like, school teachers run with other school teachers. This is why once you get in, like, professions like civil service, like police, firefighters, ambulance, nurses. This is why they all usually congregate with each other. Like, see, this is why this happens. It's not by accident. You see, especially with women. It's not, see, men, we like to learn. So, like, a man can be an astrophysicist for 5 years, and then he can go out and just, be like, I wonder how they built that building over there. And he'll go study architecture for 2 years and then go work in architecture just to do it. It ain't got nothing to do with the money, just because men, we like to learn. Like, we have desire to learn and learn new things and then incorporate what we learn from this side and put over here and then blend it together and then come up with this new formula and use that formula to build something completely mind-blowingly different. See, that's a man thing. Women don't do that. Women do not do that. Women want to sit down. They want to study accounting. And when they study accounting, they're going to be the best darn accountant ever. And that's all they're going to do for the rest of their lives is be a darn good accountant. You see, they don't like to blend different things. It's not in them. Because see, that's creating. Creating creates logic. And what did I say about women and logic? Women hate logic. Because once they start thinking logical, they're going to start thinking logical as to why they're important in existence. And they're going to come to the core conclusion that they're important strictly because people want to have sex with them. Once you strip that out, nobody really wants them around. If you strip out, okay, like with any typical woman, if you strip out, okay, if it was clear right now that, let's say, 60% of women did not want sex ever and would never give you sex, I would say within 10 years, the female population would drop by at least 30%. Because that's the whole reason why anybody pays them any attention anyway, is for the slight whisper of a hint that they might get sex out of them. That's it. A lot of them, their whole careers were based off of guys wanting to have sex with them and hiring them because they wanted to look at them. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's a sad story. But back to the original topic. See, like, detecting defect, like you have to make peace. As a man, you have to make peace with the fact that every pretty woman is not a decent woman. Okay, just because she's pretty does not make her smarter. It does not make her better in any way. And a lot of times they're usually worse at sex than the other ones. Okay, you have to come to the conclusion as a man that defective women are more common than not in your everyday life. Defective women, women with diagnosed mental problems, women or on medications. Another defective woman for you as a single man with no children, single mothers, Another defective woman is a woman who has a drug past, a past with drugs, or criminal record with drugs. These are defect. These are women who are defective. Okay. And the best you will get out of these women is you being the last resort to fixing her life. That's the best result you'll get out of them, because they didn't really want you. They never wanted you. You see what I'm saying? You are just the last best option they have. This is why I say never date a woman over 30, because once they get over 30, they're just going to go with the last best option they can get at this point. And a lot of times that won't work, because by the time they're single at 30, they've become too independent and no man can fit their needs, you know, chronically. No one man can do it because they've been through too many cocks. You see, so they like Johnny's cock because he was like this, and they like Daniel's cock because he was like that, and they like Sean's cock because he was like this, and then they like Jason's cock because he was like this. Well, see, now the woman has created different loves for these different four types of guys. Now, which, like, and men do the same thing, but see, the difference is women are impulsive. So when they get tired of this cock and they want this cock, they're going to monkey branch on over to this guy because he's got what she wants in the moment. Because why? Women are impulsive. They're impulsive. They're not like, their brains were never made to think on a solo level. They just were not. It's sad to say, it's misogynistic, it's whatever word you want to use. But if you look all throughout history, every single time a woman was left to think on her own, it went to hell. The situation went to hell, or she had to leave, and she had to go seek out a man to come fix it. That it's just the reality. So back to the original topic, defective women. Like, you have, like, don't, I would advise to not get mad at defective women. Just realize she's defective from the start. Okay. And like I said, there's numerous tools to pick it out. Like I said, she's a single mother, and regardless of how she became a single mother, even if the original father died in war, okay, it's sad to say it, but the reality of a situation that you're going to be left with, it's not worth your time, especially if you don't have kids. The mental problems that she's going to have after that is just not worth it for you. She's defective. I could not, personally, after a woman has a child, I could not recommend a single father get with a single mother, okay? I can't, because the two sides, and that's a conversation for another video, but I could not recommend a single father get with a single mother, okay? Because once a woman crosses certain mental boundaries, there's no coming back. She's just messed up after that. Now, men can't. So like a single father can retract and then, you know, mesh properly, you know, a family, and then keep going. But women, once they do that, there is no coming back. They do not come back off of that ever. Oh, well, I won't say ever. 95% of the time, they don't come back on it. That 5% is just not worth the struggle of finding out, in my opinion of it. But yeah, finding defective women. I tell it to you like this. If you're texting or calling a woman, right, and she is not texting you right back, or she is not either picking up the phone when you call or like calling you like literally right back, like no more than 5 minutes. If she's not doing either one of those two things, she's defective. For you, it's just not going to be worth the juice. Is going to be worth the squeeze. Okay, that's just the reality. That is sad to say, because I remember when I used to be a beta guy, I remember I used to sit by, wait by the phone for hours, man, days. I've watched women operate with men. I've watched women that I had who would operate with the other betas and watch how they did them. I'm telling you, women see your text message just the moment you send it, okay? Women see your phone call. They know when you call or when you text. There is none of this whole, oh, I was busy. Oh. No, bullshit. If a woman likes you, she will put the world on hold for you. Okay. And if she can't put the world on hold, she will call you the second the world gets, you know, she might be at work or something like that. She will get back to you within a reasonable time period. period. Okay. If she's not doing that, don't mess with her. She's for you, she's defective. Period. Okay. And it's going to hurt because there's some women that you might fall in love with prematurely just because of how she looks and talks and all that. I get it, man, because I'm a man. I used to be a beta guy too. I totally get it. But you got to face the reality. Like if she's not hitting you back, okay, I promise you this, there's somebody she is texting them immediately right back. I guarantee you that. And it's not you. All right. So it's up to you. Do you want to be a fool and sit by the phone? Or do you want to, like, or do you just want to accept it and move on? That's on you.